Today, Britain said it would support new UN sanctions against the government of Sudan for its role in the bloodshed in Darfur. President Bush announced this new effort to address Darfur yesterday, and NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says his choice of words could set the tone for future action.
President Bush reiterated yesterday that genocide is the rightful name for the bombing, murder, and rape in Western Sudan. Thus, he stepped in where most governments fear to tread, using a term that imposes moral obligations to act under the 1948 United Nations Treaty defining genocide as a punishable crime. Serbia was the first country to be brought up before the UN World Court in The Hague on charges of genocide because of its ethnic cleansing campaign against the Bosnians. The court admonished Serbia for failing to prevent the Srebrenica massacre, but it was cleared of genocide charges. During 100 days in Rwanda in 1994, more than 800,000, mainly Tutsis and moderate Hutus, were killed. On a visit to Rwanda, ex-President Bill Clinton expressed regret for his personal failure in not doing much to prevent the genocide. So now Darfur, where at least 250,000 have been killed. Actually, then-Secretary of State Colin Powell had already charged genocide in 2004 after months of State Department investigation confirmed a consistent and widespread pattern of atrocities. In renewing the genocide appellation, President Bush is faced now with having to take action beyond economic sanctions to stop the slaughter in Darfur. The UN Security Council is considering a U.S., British, French draft resolution imposing an arms embargo on Sudan, but the resolution does not use the word genocide. Mr. Bush's statement yesterday, asserting that for too long the people of Darfur have suffered at the hands of a government that is complicit in the bombing, murder, and rape of innocent civilians, suggests that he intends to make this his cause in the waning months of his presidency, promising to do in Darfur what Bill Clinton failed to do in Rwanda. This is Daniel Jure.